Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 22nd of July, the 204th day of 2024, leaving us 162 days to do something with on our way to 2025. Our green July in vacation land this year continues, made possible by the frequent showers that locally have brought the Penobscot River occasionally up to a water level of 9.5 feet. So that our Oxbow, the nearby Stillwater River, has made for an invigorating upriver paddling workout, but then oppositely a swift downriver return excursion with a heck of a lot of glide. Along the riverbank, many of the trees bow to the water, and in their branches are assorted songbirds, actively communicating to one another about the abundance of insects for the taking, so that the surface and the shoreline of the water display a remarkably rich dynamic. A bullfrog here and there in the reeds makes its presence known in a decidedly lower register of sound, while frequent flotillas of ducks and ducklings provide a range of rhythmic quacks. A.E. Stallings, in her poem Blackbird Etude, has this to say about the study of song. The blackbird sings at the frontier of his music. The branch where he sat marks the brink of doubt, is the outpost of his realm, edge from which to rout encroachers with trills and melismatic runs, surpassing earthbound skills. It sounds like ardor. It sounds like joy. We are glad here at the border, where he signs the air with his invisible stives. Trespassers, beware! Song as survival, a kind of pure music which we cannot rival. Heavenward this evening in the eastern sky, the summer triangle is defined by three bright stars. At lower right is the bright star Altair from the constellation Aguila the Eagle. Middle left is the bright star Deneb from the constellation Cygnus the Swan. And at the top of the triangle is Vega from the constellation Lyra the Harp. Inside the lower right-hand section of the summer triangle asterism are two small constellations, Vulpecula, the fox, and Sagitta, the arrow. This past Saturday morning above the waters of Casco Bay at dawn before the Peaks to Portland Swim for Kids, our full buck moon had just set in the west. Remember, too, this past Saturday was the 20th of July, the 55th anniversary of the first human footsteps on our moon. Meanwhile, our battles against the Japanese beetles in our backyard garden continue this summer, though at a rate much less than that of previous years. They love the heat, 85 to 90 degrees, has them making an appearance, but so far our attractions are amounting to only a couple of dozen beetles per day. Today, in 1793, Alexander Mackenzie reached the Pacific Ocean, becoming the first Euro-American to complete a transcontinental crossing of Canada. Today, in 1812, the Duke of Wellington defeated 40,000 Frenchmen in 40 minutes at Salamanca, Spain, during the Peninsular War. Today, in 1893, Catherine Lee Bates wrote America the Beautiful in Colorado. Today, in 1923, American baseball player Walter Johnson became the first pitcher in Major League Baseball to strike out 3,000 batters. His career record of 3,508 strikeouts stood until 1983. Today, in 1933, American aviator Wiley Post completed the first solo flight around the world, covering 15,596 miles in 7 days, 18 hours, and 49 minutes. Today in 1939, Jane Boleyn became the first African-American female judge in New York. Today in 1942, on the east coast of the U.S., gasoline rationing coupons issued by the Office of Price Administration came into use and would continue well into 1945. Today in 1923 in Russell, Kansas, Doran Dole, who ran an egg and cream station, and Bina Dole, who sold sewing machines door-to-door, welcomed their new son, Robert, into the world. Biographer Ed Morrow tells us that for a while, the family rented the cellar of their house as sleeping accommodations to oil workers, and young Robert locally sold clovering salve, delivered newspapers, and worked as a soda jerk. Robert was a star athlete in high school, winning an athletic scholarship to the University of Kansas and hoping to become a doctor, but World War II changed his plans. Instead, he served as a second lieutenant in the U.S. Army's 10th Mountain Division in Italy, and just 3 weeks before the war in Europe ended, Robert was badly wounded by machine gun fire while trying to rescue his radio man. Robert lost most of his right shoulder, leaving his arm dangling, and injuries to his spinal column paralyzed him from the neck down. He subsequently spent 3 years in military hospitals, where doctors thought he might never walk again. Mirrors were kept away from him, lest he see how badly he had been injured. But one day a nurse accidentally left a bathroom door open, and Robert saw himself in the bathroom mirror. He was lastingly horrified, so much so that 45 years later, in a television interview, he confessed that he had largely continued to avoid mirrors, even while shaving. Only after he had put on a shirt would he dare to glance at a mirror. Released as an invalid from the hospital, Robert accepted the help of many from his hometown. "Maybe Bob Dole can do something else," he told himself, and became a lawyer. Eventually, he also became the most prominent Republican in Washington, D.C. He had a great sense of humor as well. After the existence of the Watergate tapes was revealed and several upper echelon politicians had to explain their sometimes embarrassing comments, Bob Dole quipped, "Thank goodness, whenever I was in the Oval Office, I only nodded." Today is also the birthday in 1510 of the Duke and ruler of Florence, Alessandro de' Medici. In 1763, of the American engineer of the Erie Canal, James Geddes. In 1784, of the German astronomer Friedrich William Bessel. In 1849, of American poet Emma Lazarus. In 1882, of American painter Edward Hopper. In 1889, of English film director James Whale. In 1890, of American matriarch Rose Fitzgerald Kennedy. In 1898, of American sculptor Alexander Calder and of American poet Stephen Vincent Benet. In 1908, of American etiquette authority Amy Vanderbilt. In 1909, of Italian racing driver Dorino Serafini and of Italian-American soprano Licia Albanese. In 1917, of American microbiologist H. Boyd Woodruff. In 1924, of American singer Margaret Whiting. In 1928, of American actor and comedian Orson Bean. In 1930, of American boxer Sonny Liston. In 1932, of American novelist Tom Robbins. In 1934, of American actress Louise Fletcher. In 1937, American R&B singer Chuck Jackson. In 1938, of American actor Terrence Stamp. In 1940, of Canadian American game show host Alex Trebek. In 1944, of American pop vocalist Estelle Bennett and of British rock vocalist Rick Davies. In 1946, of American actor Danny Glover. In 1947, of American comedian Albert Brooks and of American rock drummer and singer-songwriter Don Henley. In 1953, of British rock singer Brian Howe and of American jazz guitarist Jimmy Bruno. In 1955, of American actor Willem Dafoe. In 1963, of American actress Joanna Goeing. And in 1964, of American comedian David Spade and of Colombian American actor John Leguizamo. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Esteller with a word in Edgewise. Here's to the fifth full week of summer and the 30th week of 2024.